The writer Jovan Sterija Popović was also one of the leading intellectuals of his time. He is considered the founder of Serbian drama and the first and one of the best Serbian comedy writers. Jovan Sterija Popović was born in Vršac in 1806 to father Sterija, a Greek merchant, and mother Juliana, daughter of painter Nikola Nesković. Gifted and curious, Jovan Sterija Popović read a lot as a boy, especially novels by Milan Vidaković. He would sometimes read even in the moonlight when he didn't get candles from his stingy father. He attended high school in Vršac and Timošvara, studied philosophy in Pest, and finished his law degree in Kežmarok in today's Slovakia. As a teacher and lawyer in Vršac, he created many literary works and studied great European writers. As a well-educated man and famous writer, he was invited in 1840 to Kragujevac as a professor at the Lyceum. In 1842, he became head of the Ministry of Education in Belgrade. He is the initiator of the founding of the Society of Serbian Letters, from which later the Serbian Academy of Sciences, the National Museum, the National Library, and the National Theater developed. When the famous theater worker Atanasije Nikolić moved from Novi Sad, the Habsburg monarchy at the time, to Serbia, and towards the end of 1841 started staging performances in Belgrade, Sterija was one of his most useful and valuable helpers. Sterija was a playwright, proofreader, writer, and translator. The theater also started production of Sterija's tragedy, The Death of Stefan Dečanski. Later, Sterija's other tragedies and comedies, such as The Liar and the Arkiliar, Kirjanja, and The Patriots, were played at the theater. All that fruitful, diverse, and energetic work was interrupted when Sterija resigned from the theater in 1848 and returned to Vršac, where, in a pessimistic mood, he lived alone in deep melancholy until he died in 1856. With the significant scope of his work, Sterija is firmly and indisputably embedded in the cultural development of Serbia. Little is known about Jovan Sterija Popović's private life, but one detail marked it. He got married at 43 to Jelena Popović, born Dimić, who was 5 years his elder. However, Jovan Sterija Popović's heart belonged to another woman, his fiancée Marta Pesa, who was killed by a lightning strike in her father's silk factory and who he never forgot. He also dedicated a poem to her, engraved with Serbian and German verses on her tombstone. Jovan Sterija Popović published these sad love verses in 3 of his books. Today, the monument is kept in the courtyard of the museum with other important monuments. In Vršac, an elementary school bears Jovan Sterija Popović's name, as does one of the longest streets. There is also a museum dedicated to him, opened in Popović's birth house, which his brother George bequeathed to the church. Jovan Sterija Popović was buried in Vršac. However, little is known about the monument to Sterija at the Orthodox cemetery, which his wife Jelena, 5 years his elder, erected for him, her second husband. This monument, next to the main path in the Orthodox cemetery, only 15 meters away from the church, is fascinating because Jelena dedicated one side of the tombstone to her first husband, Joachim Manolović, quote, the father of the poor who worked at the magistrate of Vršac. Jelena's relatives had this carved on the pedestal of Joachim's side of the monument after her death. Quote, here lie the mortal remains of the widowed Jelena Popović, who, on June 25, 1877, moved to eternity. On his side of the monument, Jovan Sterija Popović looks towards the city, down Zmajovina Street, at the other end of which is his birth house, which his brother George bequeathed to the Serbian Orthodox Church. The other, Joachim's side, faces west, so the text on it, at first glance, is not so striking. We strongly suggest that you visit this monument for yourselves.